Shalom, everybody. In the beginning of Parshas Kisavo, beginning in Perek Chaf Vav Pasuk Yud Beis, we hear about the mitzvah of Vidui Meiser. At the end of the third year and at the end of the sixth year of the Shemitah cycle, every farmer must go to Yerushalayim and declare publicly that they correctly and completely distributed all of their trumos and all of their masros. Everything that they were supposed to distribute to Kohanim went to the Kohanim. Everything that was meant to go to the Levim was given to the Levim. Everything that was supposed to get to poor people were given to poor people. We declare publicly that all of our trumos and all of our masros have been given out properly. And the Torah says that at the end of that declaration, we make the following request of Hashem. Perek Chaf Vav, Pasuk Tes Vav. We say to Hashem, Hashkifa, look down, Mim'on Kodshecha, look down from your heavenly home, so to speak. Min Hashamayim, look down from the heavens. Uvarech Es Amcha, bless your nation, Es Yisrael, bless B'nai Yisrael, etc. Hashkifa, Mim'on Kodshecha, Min Hashamayim, Uvarech Es Amcha, Es Yisrael, etc. It's a beautiful tefillah, but there are a few things that seem strange at first glance. First of all, why does the Torah say Hashkifa Mimon Kodshecha and also Min Hashamayim? What's the difference between Mimon Kodshecha, Hashem's heavenly home, and also Hashamayim? And furthermore, why do we say both Uvarech Es Amcha and Es Yisrael? What's the difference between Amcha, your nation, and Yisrael? These questions are asked by Rav Simcha Bunim of Pshischa, who died in 1827. Rav Simcha Bunim was a Talmud of the Magid of Kuznets. He was a Talmud of the Chozev Lublin. He was a Rebbe, the Rebbe of the Kutzker Rebbe, the Gera Rebbe, the Ishbitzer, and many, many others. And these questions are found, Rav Simcha Bunim died in 1827. And these questions are found in Rav Simcha Bunim's Sefer on the Chumash, Sha'arei Simcha, and he says the following beautiful idea. In the beginning of Parshas Vayera, in Bereshis Perek Tes Zayin Pasuk Yirches, the Torah says that the angels that visited Avraham after his bris milah left Avraham and Sarah's home and went to destroy Sodom. And as they headed there, the Torah says, Vayashkifu al Panei Sodom. They looked, Vayashkifu, they looked towards Sodom. And Rashi Rav Shlomo Yitzchaki, who died in 1105, says on that pasuk, that everywhere in Tanakh, where we see the word Vayashkifu, Lahashkif, everywhere in Tanakh that word appears, it denotes something negative. Except, says Rashi, in one place, in our parsha, Hashkifa Mimon Kodshecha. That Hashkifa is positive. And the question is why? And Rashi says there in Vayera, because Hashkifa Mimon Kodshecha comes after a person has declared that they gave tzedakah properly. They gave Maaser Ani to the poor people. We didn't hold back tzedakah. And Rashi says that giving tzedakah to needy people is so powerful that it turns Hashem's anger into rachamim, into mercy. Hashkifa usually denotes something bad. It denotes Hashem's anger. It denotes punishments, God forbid. But in our parasha, after we've given tzedakah, Hashkafa now becomes positive. That's Rashi in Parshas Vayera. But that, says Rav Simcha Bunim, explains our pasuk. When we follow Hashem, He decides to place His Shechina in this world. The Shechina becomes a part of our lives, a part of this world. However, if we do not follow Hashem, God forbid, Hashem chooses to remove His Shechina from the world and to return it, so to speak, back to the heavens. So we say to Hashem, we understand that we have not been perfect, we've made mistakes, and we understand that the dwelling place of your Shechina is in the heavens. We know that Me'on Kodshecha, we know that the dwelling place of your Shechina is in the heavens, Shamayim. But we say to Hashem, nevertheless, please, Hashkifa Mimon Kodshecha, Mina Shamayim, look down from the home of your Shechina. Look down from Me'on Kodshecha, which is the Shamayim. We know. We recognize that we were the cause for your Shechina to retreat, so to speak, to the heavens, to their home, so to speak. We know that Me'on Kodshecha is Min HaShamayim. Still we say Hashem Hashkifa. Look at us positively because of the tzedakah that we gave, in the zchus of the tzedakah that we gave. And furthermore, when Bnei Yisrael does not follow Hashem, we're called generically, we're called loosely, your nation, Amcha. But when we do follow Hashem, we are called Yisrael. So we say to Hashem, even though we've made mistakes, and we are, quote, just Amcha, we're just your nation, please Hashem, bless us like we are Yisrael. Because of the tzedakah that we gave, in the zechus of the tzedakah that we gave, we ask you, please, barech es amcha, bless us who technically should be called amcha, and bless us on the level of Yisrael. It's an incredibly powerful message and a powerful lesson about the power of tzedakah to change, so to speak, the way Hashem thinks of us. Have an amazing day, everyone!